Jim, first of all, tell me your name and where you're from and what you do here for the distillery.
Well, my name is Jim Serbeck. I am a Frankfort resident and am a tour guide at Woodford Reserve. Been here for 4.5 years and retired from state government about 5 years ago.
Well, we really enjoyed our tour with you here today. I thought a couple quick questions for people who don't know. And the first one, which was something I learned shortly before coming here, is what is required in order to have the designation bourbon whiskey?
Well, bourbons, first of all, have to be made in the United States by law. Since 1964, that was enacted. The second requirement for bourbon, it has to have at least 51% corn. It must be distilled at no more than 160 proof and then goes into a charred new American white oak barrel at no more than 125 proof. For a straight bourbon, it has to be aged a minimum of 2 years. And then the minimum of aging is 2 years, and then you have to have at least 80 proof, 40% alcohol.
So for a lot of people might think that Tennessee whiskey is bourbon. I know that was my misconception for a long time, but there is a major difference.
Well, a major difference, possibly, that's made very similar, except Tennessee whiskey, Jack Daniels, for instance, has to be mellowed, and the mellowing process includes charred sugar maple, and the charred sugar maple comes in contact with the new spirit that goes into the barrel. And that imparts a flavor. Flavoring cannot be induced into bourbon.
So give us an idea with here at Woodford Reserve, the kind of quantity that you make and any few little things you'd like to use to describe the product that you custom make here.
Well, we are very small and very hands-on. We shipped a little over 100,000 cases last year. Of course, most of those went to the United States. We're in 17 other countries. With Canada now being one of our top users outside the country, outside of the continental U.S., and then the U.K., England, followed very closely by our airports, the duty-free.
So when people have an opportunity to come to the distillery here just outside of or very close to Louisville, what are they going to find?
Well, they're going to find a very, very unique atmosphere. We're nestled in a little valley. Some of the people, when they come out here, get to see a lot of the horse farms, a lot of the thoroughbred industry, and those are available to tour. The buildings out here are very unique since they date back to 1812. So we have a lot of history here.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Jim, for the tour that we went on today and talking with me here. And from the Agricultural Media Summit in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.